One, two.
Been to the mountains in Wales, took the kids. I'm pretty much incapacitated at the moment for doing any heavy DIY kind of stuff, which I hate anyway, due to a cracked rib. And so took the kids on a mini holiday over at my brother's and dad's in Wales, and it was splendid. Thankfully, having a cracked rib doesn't necessarily stop me from minor jogging and such like, so I was able to really enjoy the surroundings. And at night time we would sit around the campfire singing songs, and it was really, really nice, really nice. And and a lot's been done at home in my absence, having lifted a carpet, found a parquet floor, which is lovely, mostly lovely. I can notice a few bits missing, only on the very, very edges, which are not really going to be seen. And it's going to be a lovely living room. I can't really explain how big it is, how many paces across is the living room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yards. I'm going to use yards because I was always told a grown-up step is about a yard, by about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the other direction. Fireplace at one end. Either side of the fireplace going to have bookcases, all very exciting, and no TV. There was a big, dominating TV, the shrine that we would all worship, and that's gone. Well, it's in the other room and it's not a TV anymore. It'll be a monitor for the occasional kids' movie, and got the projector should ever want a kind of a cinema night. So that's all good. It's never ending though, isn't it? You start one room, continue onwards until you get finished, and then you're never really finished because it's time to do the first room again years later. Home improvements. But back in civilization, not long back from a run. In, where was I? Just around the fields and farm around the back of where we live. And I'm back in the office now doing some research, writing up some stuff for clients, and getting back into it before stopping at the end of the day for the weekend. Watch the change in acoustics when I step out of this very echoey room. Into the hallway, which already you can see is very much quieter. Actually, quite nice. I should play the harmonica in the house where nobody's in more often. Right, whatever you're doing, I hope you are surviving the torrential downpours which have besieged us. We've had glorious, glorious weather in Wales, come back to a monsoon. Which was quite nice to run through the mucky, filthy, dirty farm tracks and feel it all kicking up the back of my legs. And you just feel like you're out there. And I did have to take some painkillers just so it didn't hurt. And now, late breakfast.